think of language as in a different way, perhaps as ways of communicating that people make recourse to.
Social, national, and ethnic barriers are built on behalf of the language, and since the 19th century, people are assigned to obstinate ethnic and national categories. Barriers and the division of languages result in cultural clashes and conflict all around the world. How is possible to overcome it if one doesn't even master the languages of his neighbor? In the course of the International Workshop on Languages as a tool for establish long-term barrier, scientists and linguists search for causes of this phenomenon, and they provide the listeners with concept of how to cross barriers present in countries, cities and neighborhoods where different languages are spoken. One possible way is not to defame difference between a standard languages and its diverse version and to accept them as an equal part of the languages. The Kiezdeutsch spoken by young immigrants in the district of Berlin-Kreuzberg can serve here as an example. Eike Wiese, a scientist from the University of Potsdam, argues that this language is not wrong or incorrect, but it creates new language structure. Miss Wies held a lecture on the topic "Who owns a dialect?" That can the public discourse of Kiezdeutsch tell us about the transfer of ethnic limitation into the linguistic aspect? One way to understand each other in such cases is to switch between different languages, for example, as in the triple border region between Paraguay, Brazil and Argentina. Professor Luis Paulo Moita López from Rio de Janeiro performed rap songs of music band stemming from the border region written in three languages, Brazilian Portuguese, Spanish and Guarani. His lectures focus on performing a deterritorialized identity in rap, translanguaging on triple frontier of Brazil, Argentina and Paraguay. A student of cultural science, sociology and linguistics, Victoria is one of the participants. She gave us an overview about some highlights of the international workshop. No.
Ich bin Viktoria Ulich und ich studiere im Bachelor Kulturwissenschaften an der Europa-Universität Werdrina. Also das heißt Kulturwissenschaften mit Sozialwissenschaften und Linguistik und noch einigen anderen, also zwei Fremdsprachen.
My name is Viktoria. I study cultural studies, linguistics and social sciences at the Werdrina University in Frankfurt an der Oder. As for linguistics, I focus especially on English and Spanish. The topic on the conference is very interesting. Linguistical constructures are social barriers. In the course of the conference, we can hear a lot of interesting lectures from different countries. Languages are tools for destroying and building barriers at the same time. It depends mostly on politics which languages are supported or acknowledged as official and which are restricted. Therefore, speakers of some languages can be excluded since they don't use the official language of a given country. Today, we could learn about the example of South Africa, where apart from the official language, English, many local languages are used. For example, the Zulu language, but also another African languages. We had a lecture held by the scientist Eike Wiese about so-called Kiezdeutsch, German spoken in some districts of Berlin. Some linguists see Kiezdeutsch as a dialect, but some reject the idea. Some debates during the conference concerned languages spoken in border regions and how they influence one another. For example, the case of Frankfurt an der Oder, a city situated directly on the German-Polish border. The language spoken at the university in Frankfurt is called Wiadrinisch, from the name of the university, Wiadrina, and it's a hybrid language consisting of German and Polish. Actually, here on the border, more Polish people speak German than the Germans speak Polish.
Kommen viele Polen auch um hier zu studieren und die haben dann halt also wir haben Angebote, also Veranstaltungen meistens auf Deutsch, manchmal Englisch, manchmal Spanisch. Französisch kann auch sein, dass mal was dabei war, aber Polnisch habe ich jetzt noch nicht gesehen. Außer bei, also es gibt ja auch so Sachen wie German and Polish Law. Da weiß ich nicht genau, ob das dann alles auf Englisch ist.
Sou Luiz Paulo da Moita Lopes, professor de Linguística Aplicada, professor titular de Linguística Aplicada da Universidade Federal do Rio de Janeiro.
I'm Luiz Paulo da Moita Lopes, I'm professor of Applied Linguistics.
Now, this situation I looked into today was a border situation in which you have people mixing languages all the time, and they may not be aware of it. In this particular rap example, of course, the rapper was very sophisticated, and he did it on purpose because his point was that he doesn't believe in nations. His name is actually Carlos Montiel. He is the leader of this group called Paye, and it's a wonderful rap group that produce wonderful lyrics. And in this particular one, he was mixing what we linguists call Portuguese, Spanish, and the state governments also referred to as Portuguese, Spanish, and Guarani. Which is a language quite well spoken, quite spoken. It's official language of Paraguay, official language, together with Spanish, an official language of Bolivia. And there is a city in Brazil whose official, which also has Guarani as an official language. And it's also an official language in Mercosul. This is the Ninhaite del Mato, which is the beginning of the rap, in which the author uses Ninha, which is actually an international word, you know, a superhero, Japanese superhero. I think it's transliteration from Japanese. Ninha ite is true in Guarani, and Del Mato is from the jungle in Portuguese. So this superhero Ninha from the jungle.